Hi, welcome to Discovering Frank Big Boy Goody on Jazz Rhythm, this hour focusing on Goody's San Francisco years when he was playing New Orleans-style clarinet, and features never-previously-broadcast performance tapes and interview clips from musicians who knew and played music with Goody. Later, I'll investigate his New Orleans roots. It's a mistake of jazz history that a talent of Big Boy Goody's stature and experience has remained largely undocumented and unknown until now. It's the goal of this series and associated web pages to tell the full arc of his story for the first time, a half-century journey spanning two-thirds of jazz history, three continents, and four musical lives. I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Here's Goody with trombone player Bob Mielke and piano player Bill Erickson around 1961. After 3 decades in Europe, Goody moved to San Francisco in 1956, where he became known exclusively as a clarinet player. Following his usual pattern, Frank sought work with successful bandleaders, but found the high-profile Dixieland clarinet-playing jobs in the city taken. Instead, he worked extensively in groups of mostly younger musicians who were playing in styles ranging from New Orleans revival to combo swing. And as we listen to the first of these rare recordings, Goody with Mielke and Bill Erickson at the Monkey Inn, we'll also hear from musicians who came to know him quite well. Trombonists Bob Mielke and Bill Barden, and soprano sax player, broadcaster and writer Richard Hadlock. Bob Mielke.
When I first met him, I knocked on his door, and he stood on a doorstep that was about 6 inches high. And I looked up, you know, and he looked down at me, and he says, "Big, huh?" So it wasn't a put-down to call him Big Boy Goody.
Bill Barden.
A player who definitely had it, who would never let anyone down. He played only clarinet, although in discographies he's particularly well known for playing the tenor sax in Paris.
He was a marvelous clarinetist. He was born in New Orleans, I believe, or at least in Louisiana, but spent most of his professional life in Paris and Germany, and spoke with a Parisian accent.
Richard Hadlock.
On the job or even in jam sessions, other musicians learned to listen to Goody's quiet suggestions. They were based on a long lifetime of playing music from New Orleans to Paris, from Rio de Janeiro to Prague.
And he spoke with a French accent. I don't know if he had this French accent from his New Orleans days or from living in France for so long, but he definitely had it.
In the New Orleans tradition, he tried to make every phrase and every note count. He had done just the same in Europe, where he recorded with Django Reinhardt, and in South America, where he learned to play the real samba.
Goody seems to have had a quite distinct growl to his clarinet playing.
I wouldn't say that Goody had a growl in his tone quality, but he did have a very personal and rather strong vibrato. It's quite distinctive, very much a personalized voice, which is quite characteristic of real New Orleans clarinet players. ¶¶ Playing with Frank Goody was a marvelous experience, discovering how wonderful he sounded. When he first came to our Bearcat rehearsal, we were just all ecstatic, and that he was interested in working with us. Actually, I got to know him better somewhat later on because he joined Bill Erickson's quartet at the Monkey Inn, I believe around 1960, perhaps 61, and we played weekly there on Thursday nights, and I got to know him somewhat better. He was always a gentleman, and actually very, very gracious. He had, quote, continental, unquote, manners, you know, with the ladies and so on. I learned a lot playing with him, both in the Bearcats and later, especially in the quartet of Bill Erickson's at the Monkey Inn. He was always supportive, personally and musically. It was a delightful and wonderful experience. He was a delight to play with. He was a gas musically. We were always thrilled to be with him. He could always find a good part to play if he wasn't playing the lead. Many times on the recordings, I think you could hear that, he's playing the lead. We traded leads. There were just the two horns, the clarinet, trombone, then several different drummers, and then Bill Erickson on the piano. Thank you.
Wow, we've been hearing Frank Big Boy Goody clarinet with Bob Mielke trombone and Bill Erickson piano. Those are the Monkey Inn tapes recorded in Berkeley, California around 1961. The tunes were Joseph Joseph, Get Out of Here, and a little taste of Isle of Capri. You're listening to Discovering Frank Big Boy Goody in San Francisco. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. Frank probably had stated and unstated reasons for moving back to the United States and to San Francisco. For one, he inherited a small upholstery business. And it was no secret that a lively jazz revival was underway in one of the most tolerant and cosmopolitan cities in America. And he might have known that a dozen and a half New Orleans musicians of his generation were flourishing in the city. Interviewed by Richard Hadlock for the San Francisco Examiner in 1963, Goody said,
"I had to come back to be an American again. If I had stayed away any longer, I would have become another nationality. As for San Francisco, I came here once as a young boy and decided I would live in this beautiful city someday. So here I am."
Arriving on the Frisco coast, Goody found need to radically change his music. He dropped the tenor sax in favor of clarinet. His new sound was a strong contrast to his tenor style of the 30s. It was a style both old and new, oozing Louisiana Creole tradition, yet loose and swinging. And importantly, it was saleable in the vigorous New Orleans and West Coast jazz revival. This last mature clarinet style might just have been Goody's most original and distinctive, and I think that once he stepped into the clothing of a New Orleans Creole clarinet player, he found a fresh identity. His music soared to new levels of expression, character, and freedom. Here's more recollections of Goody from Bill Carter, author of Preservation Hall, Music from the Heart, and trombone players Bob Mielke and Bill Barden.
When he was here in the city, he had business cards, but it didn't say musician, it said upholsterer. So he still, I understand that all the New Orleans guys, most of them had trades.
Right, but his instinct to have that card and to have that, that also is part of his New Orleans background. I think the way he went about it.
Uh-huh.
Bob Mielke.
Frank Goody had that suave, delightful Parisian gentleman's manner. And he also wore a beret. That was his headgear. And he stood very straight, marvelous posture, really an impressive man. So he cut quite a figure. He was a musician's musician. He admired people who knew what they were doing and were well-schooled and so on. But he was more knowledgeable than a lot of people probably assumed.
fine rendition of the New Orleans classic Panama, featuring Frank Big Boy Goody clarinet in a Dick Oxtot ensemble, San Francisco 1959. And just ahead, more of that group, which included trombone player Bill Barton, one of the musicians recalling his years playing music with this New Orleans Creole via Paris repatriate. You're hearing Discovering Frank Big Boy Goody on Jazz Rhythm, a series and website exploring for the first time this extraordinary musician's previously unheard story, a journey spanning half a century and four musical lives on three continents. Goody first played jazz as a trumpet player in New Orleans before 1920. In Paris, in Europe generally after 1925, he played jazz and swing tenor sax for three decades, except for South America during World War II. His last musical incarnation was playing clarinet in and around San Francisco from late 1956 until his death from lung cancer in early 64. In 1959, Estuary Jazz Band, a short-lived traditional jazz supergroup, brought Goody together with a roster of superlative Bay Area musicians, bandleaders all except for the drummer. Bassist Squire Gersbach, Dick Oxtot banjo, pianist Burt Bales, Bob Milkey trombone, and Bob Ozabin drums. Estuary was led by Bill Erickson playing trumpet, as Bob Milkey explains.
Bill Erickson played as a sideman in various bands. He also doubled on trumpet and died prematurely in the mid-1960s.
It seems amazing there was stereo capability. Apparently, what they did was simultaneously broadcast on FM and on AM. I think there were only two broadcasts.
This session's got Bill Erickson trumpet, Frank Big Boy Goody on clarinet.
That's one reason that I regard this tape as a treasure, because it's well recorded and very little of Frank Big Boy Goody is available.
Saturday Night Function.
Thank you.
Frank Goody Clarinet with the Estuary Jazz Band broadcast in early stereo, live from Pier 23 on the San Francisco waterfront. And like all the music heard this hour, you'll find it streaming free and complete at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhotbigstep.com. Let's return to an ensemble of banjo and guitar player Dick Oxtot, who was an active band leader for decades, running ensembles all over the Bay Area. Incidentally, Oxtot was noted for inviting female singers from other music genres to his gigs. Like a believe-it-or-not story, a tape later surfaced of a young Janis Joplin, years before her fame, at an Oxtot jam session. And as a result, two tracks with Frank Goody Clarinet were once issued on a Janis Joplin LP.
He was big. He was tall and broad, although none of us ever called him Big Boy.
Bill Barden.
He had a French air. He wore a beret. Other thing I remember is that he told us we were better than we realized.
The recordings I've heard of him, he has a wild, growling, slashing, really good sound.
Oh, he does, yeah. Yeah, and he was great at playing runs of even unaccented eighth notes.
See, I remember a flowing sound that he had, yeah. The Creole way.
As contrasted with dotted eighths and sixteenths.
Yeah.
And flowing, yes, and unhurried. Never a crowded, hurried sound. A very strong personality, which came through in his playing. He wasn't going to let anyone rush him or drag him.
Clarinet player Bill Carter, author of Preservation Hall, Music from the Heart.
I agree that he was modest, but he was also strong. He stood there. If he was standing there, oh, that presence. It was a light personality. I mean, he wasn't going to force anything on you, but you were not going to force anything on him either. There was a zone around him that protected him somehow, or you didn't kind of cross part of that dignity that he had.
Formality.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I once tried to ask if he knew Bechet, and he obviously did not want to be drawn on that subject. Because I don't think he wanted to be compared or anything.
That was the feeling I got, yeah.
Oxtot had a Sunday afternoon gig on Polk Street at one time, and Goody was in the band, and I remember some marvelous sessions there. As a matter of fact, I think Oxtot has some tapes made of live sessions there.
Do What Ori Say, Frank Goody Clarinet with the Dick Oxtot Ensemble in 1959, probably Ray Ronnie Trumpet, and definitely Bill Barden Trombone. This is Discovering Frank Big Boy Goody in San Francisco on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. Still ahead, Goody's trumpet records from the 30s and more from Estuary Jazz Band and the Monkey Inn. The closest thing to a regular gig featuring Goody in San Francisco was Pier 23. It was a little tavern on the waterfront, a combination working man's lunch cafe and evening jazz bar. And he was heard there regularly for years in small combos with pianist Burt Bales or Bill Erickson, with lots of local musicians sitting in just to jam. Now, these pianists, little known outside the Bay Area, were both outstanding ensemble or solo performers. Now, you've already heard Erickson leading his Monkey Inn ensemble, and he hired Goody for various gigs. Bob Mielke.
Bill Erickson had a varied career. He was resident at the Pier 23 for quite a while with his own groups. He had trios there and so on, and Frank Goody played with him in those trios at times.
Goody also worked at Pier 23 with piano player Burt Bales. Since the 1940s, Bales had worked with the San Francisco jazz bands of Lou Waters, Turk Murphy and Bob Scobie, and New Orleans stars Bunk Johnson, Mutt Carey, and Wingy Minone. His dynamic interpretations of Jelly Roll Morton and powerfully striding left hand were formidable, which I can tell you as someone who heard him. Now, Bales was in residency at Pier 23 for a decade before Goody joined him in the late 50s, and these recordings of them together, released in 1991 by the American Music Record Company, are the only ever issued under Goody's name in America. And by themselves, they left a limited picture of Goody in San Francisco, but they nonetheless document the relaxed, informal atmosphere of Pier 23. Frank Goody with Burt Bales at Pier 23 in San Francisco.